Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
You might hate the idea that I just had.
All right.
If we looked at this big board of receivers and ranked them on what their nickname will inevitably be, like getting Xavier Leggett or Xavier Worthy,
yeah,
we'll call him X.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Like, listen, yep. I got to see them get the ball to X a little bit more in this game here.
And will Leggett be XL?
Oh, that's good.
XL? XL something or just XL? That's fine, right?
Like, will McConkey, will he go, but will he just be Lad?
Lad. He's just going to be Lad.
Lad?
Yeah.
You got to get the ball to Lad.
Yep.
Some guys get the first name, some guys get the last name.
Yep. AD.
AD Mitchell. BTJ. Is Brian Thomas Jr. about to go by BTJ? I don't know about that.
Does College Football Reference have the nicknames listed?
Maserati Marv. Is that going with him to the pros?
That's too long anyway. I was never a fan.
No?
Maserati Marv.
Odunze is going to go by Rome, right?
Yep.
People call him Rome.
Yep. Anyway. Romo? No.
Rome-O.
Rome-O.
I get it.
Neighbors? Anything?
We need this draft.
Neighbors fits perfectly with Buffalo. I mean, the city of good neighbors.
The city
Come
of
on.
Good neighbors.
That's just...
Yeah.
Bean's got to trade up just for that.
Well, there was a report by Connor Hughes. Where's Connor from? Connor Hughes, look at that. He reported about an hour ago that his sources say that if all the quarterbacks are gone, the Giants' top guy is Neighbors.
Okay.
Connor's from SNY. So, you got to get above the Giants at 6.
I'm over here watching XL highlights. Xavier Leggett. Just watching him. Just seeing how it goes.
Does he look like AJ Brown?
Sure. It looks pretty good. A lot of downfield stuff, a lot of speed, explosiveness, yak, you know, the good stuff.
Leggett's nickname in college was Easy Rider.
Sold.
That's not one that you just call him like on a...
No, that's probably not going to stick.
Yeah, no.
You got some more for me? What's Ricky Pearsall's name?
I was just looking up. I'll get to him. Brian Thomas has earned the nickname The Funk Master.
Now that's...
Okay. How did we get there? I don't know.
Give me a number 11 jersey, and I'll put Funk Master on the back of it.
Although now I looked up Xavier... Wait, who did I just give you? Brian Thomas?
Yeah.
Because I just looked up Xavier Worthy, and his came up with... He has earned the nickname the Funk Master.
Two Funk Masters?
That can't be right. Something's up here.
Well, one of them, of course, goes in your Funk Master flex position on your fantasy roster. You got to flex him... Anyway, bad joke. Hey, it's a couple days till the draft. Marvin Harrison Jr. Boy, that'd be so awesome. It'd be so great if they did that. Mainly because anybody that wanted to be mad about it would have a reasonable case to make, and we just wouldn't want to hear about it. Not now. Not now, narc. We're partying. We got Marvin Harrison Jr. Get out of here. No one wants to hear about it. They shouldn't give up. It's too much. Take it elsewhere. Go to the library.
Go to the library.
I don't know. It's, again, like, it's a totally reasonable thing to say, but in the moment, Bulldog lived this life. He didn't like the Sammy trade, and people were just like, nobody wants to hear it.
Yep. Let us be excited.
Exactly. That's what we're in it for. Anyway, I'm still watching my Leggett highlights here. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. And, you know, NHL trade stuff. Well, not trade. NHL coach watch for the Sabres. One thing I had from, what was I going to say? Something for you on these receivers that I learned this weekend that I thought was interesting. I don't know if it was Leggett. A.D. Mitchell, there's a little, the stuff's bubbling to the surface on him. Maybe it's a little risky there.
Mm-hmm.
Ayuk, whatever. I forget what it was.
Was it on one of the depth guys, or was it the top guy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It'll come to me.
Let me get you this third helmet that's coming out in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. So a team that has never had some...
never had an alternate helmet, to my knowledge.
Is this the Steelers?
No. You're in the right division.
Not the Browns.
Nope.
The Bengals?
Nope.
The Ravens.
The Ravens are going to have an alternate helmet. UniWatch is reporting that the Ravens, can you imagine that, like, alternate Ravens logo that's like the bird, but from, like, from out from the front, basically?
Yes.
Like, from the front of the beak? That,
it looks
I'll
like,
show it to you.
It looks like a puppet.
That's going to be the logo, I guess, on it. It's so not the Raven from the side profile, but from straight on. But that's not all.
That one you just showed me with the red eyes,
yeah.
That Raven looks pretty messed up.
It looks like, messed up.
I don't
up.
Think that's a good logo.
That's a bad one?
But is that going to be on the side of the helmet? Because you'd think that would...
It's going to be on the side of the helmet.
You'd think that one would be on the front.
I know what you're saying.
You're talking about it like a goalie mask. Like right. The eyes should go over top of the face mask and a beak slash mouth around the opening. Football hasn't done that yet, and we have to ask why.
No, the Ravens, this could have been their opportunity.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, usually, like, when the... Their normal logo is on the side of the helmet. That makes sense because you're looking at it from the side. But this, you're looking at it from the front.
Right.
So why?
So
would
like
it,
the only team to really do this right is the Rams. They put horns.
Right. Yes,
and the Vikings. Too.
Vikings too.
Yeah,
and I guess the Eagles.
Bengals,
I don't know.
Kinda
wings.
The Eagles, though, what you would want from what Josh is saying is not the wings, but like the white feathers and then eyeballs on the side of the helmet, and the beak is like around, and even the color of your face mask.
Is that distracting for people watching at home on television to make it look like the bird is barfing up a human face?
Or
kind of what it looks
has
like.
Eaten a human face.
We've accepted it in hockey.
We have. You're right. We have done it in hockey.
You can put shark teeth on the top and the bottom, and there you are.
Yeah. So that's just the logo.
Okay.
The source tells UniWatch also, I think it's going to be a purple helmet, and it will have a metallic gold face mask.
Wow.
So purple helmet, gold face mask, metallic gold face mask, and then this alternate Raven head logo that they're going to have this year.
That doesn't sound like a great-looking helmet.
It sounds like you're trying too hard almost
bit. I'm not against it. I'm against these NFL teams loosening things up a bit.
Try it.
Sure.
Might as well. It's the worst that could happen.
I'm excited for these Broncos uniforms today. New Broncos uniforms.
Me too. I've been wanting them for years for the Broncos. The Broncos were like the last holdover from like that early 2000s weird like Navy world, you know, the arena football style uniforms almost.
So I remember what I wanted to get to, and here it is. It's about Tom Brady.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Hold on. Ready? Are you ready for
sweet
unstoppable force meets immovable object?
Sure. Who? What? What do we got?
It's just been announced. Netflix just announced that on May 5th, The Roast of Tom Brady, live and unedited.
Okay. Wait, hold on. A roast of Tom Brady?
So, me, in my head, Tom Brady content? Please.
Right. Wait
a minute. A roast. I might actually have to watch that.
Yeah. because they'll be making fun of him.
Yeah. It'll be, I mean, roasts are great. We had a lot of good fun at the roasts. And a roast of Tom Brady, like, okay.
You're making, so they'll be making fun of him.
Yes.
But.
And then he gets up there and we'll see, you know, what he can do. Then I'll turn it off maybe. But a roast of Tom Brady, I think I can get behind that. I think I'll watch that. I'd much rather watch that than the Patriots tell for the 37th different documentary how they won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, give me a Brady roast. And looks like Netflix is going to do it.
Are they actually going to, like, make fun of him, though? Are we actually going to get anything juicy or, like, funny? Or is it going to be like, ha-ha, you're super competitive, jerk?
Right.
Like, isn't that what it's going to be?
That's fair. We'll find out.
The last Patriots documentary, I will say, like, I've only watched a little bit of it, and I kind of want to watch the rest of it because it is just basically a Belichick hit piece.
Yeah. I don't need that.
It's not like other Patriot documentaries like The Patriot Way. Look how dominant we were. And this was whole episode on Spygate, whole episode on Deflategate, and then the whole episode basically just talking about how Bill Belichick ruined it all. It was produced by Kraft. So.
Want to do Guess the Prospect?
Let's do Guess the Prospect.
Josh put one together.
I'm ready.
We only have a couple more days to do this.
Yep.
Guess the
get
prospect.
It in while we can.
Here's how it works. We get clues about a wide receiver that was drafted between 1999 and today, and that's it. That's the game.
How have we done so far this season? Have we done good at this?
We've done reasonably well.
Yeah.
You guys were crazy in the beginning. By the way.
True.
I need someone to go on to one of the debate shows today and talk about how the jacket you get for winning the RBC Heritage is a better-looking jacket than Augusta's jacket. Why doesn't somebody go on there and say that today? Get on the talk shows and just yell about the RBC Heritage.
What color is their jacket?
It's like plaid.
Yeah? That is pretty sweet.
It's a nice jacket. Anyway.
Also, before you get going, one of your clues better not be who the Funkmaster is, because apparently...
Are you on a third Funkmaster now?
If you Google Keon Coleman nickname, first thing that comes up, KeonColeman.com, the Funkmaster. The second thing, Xavier Worthy, XavierWorthy.com, the Funkmaster. Brian Thomas, BrianThomasJr.com, the Funkmaster. What is happening?
Is this just
who
a
is
bit?
Doing this?
Like, is someone just doing this?
This is
as
the
a bit?
Weirdest bit of first round potential wide receivers all having the same nickname, and I created a website for each of them. Like, I just, it's very strange. I don't know what's happening. Maybe there's a glitch in Google.
There's something going on because the explanation is that for Keon Coleman, it was because of a serious interest in MMA.
Yeah.
And Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, he earned the nickname Funkmaster from his unorthodox wrestling style. This looks like it's all the same thing, but it's actually about John Jones being named the Funkmaster.
Okay.
But I don't even
somehow
know.
Bleeding into all of these receivers' websites.
It's all very odd, yes.
All right. So nobody is the Funkmaster.
I don't think any of them.
Nobody is called that. I mean, except maybe John Jones, who's not a football player.
I thought he was John Bones Jones, though.
Right. So ignore it. Full circle. Just ignore all of this.
Yeah, I think this is basically some sort of AI thing where they've created a website for every single receiver.
How did I not know to blame AI? Of course. We should, right? AI.
Meanwhile, Maserati Marv is his nickname.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Let's rock.
Let's go.
All right, so my nickname was not the Funkmaster.
Unfortunately.
I grew up on the West Coast in sunny California playing high school football at Oaks Christian School in Westlake. I was extremely dominant my senior year, putting up over 1,900 yards and scoring 24 touchdowns. In my final high school game, I recorded a crazy stat line of 16 catches for 354 yards and 5 touchdowns. The college I went to has produced at least one gold medal Olympian in every Summer Olympic Games since 1912, including Western New York native and World War II veteran Louis Zamperini. Oof. Along with my stardom in the NFL, my wife and I run a successful YouTube channel where we document our game day experiences in game day vlogs. I've also appeared in just one playoff game in my career where I put up 90 yards and no touchdowns against the Bills.
Okay, so we got California... YouTube channel, and in high school, what was it, 16 catches for like 300 yards?
Yeah, 16 for 354 and 5 touchdowns.
Can I jump to Deep Threat, or because it's high school, should I assume everybody could do that?
You might. I would jump to Deep Threat and track school, because a school winning that many gold medals at every Olympics is a track school.
That's true. YouTube channel. You know who's got
and Louis Zamperini is track.
Yep.
I think. Where did he go to school? It's definitely Cal. California, not just Cal, the school.
You know who's big on YouTube and TikTok now is Cody Ford and his wife, but or girlfriend. But I don't think this is going to be Cody Ford. He doesn't play receiver.
Did we do Jarvis Landry yet, and where did he go to school?
I don't think we did Jarvis Landry yet, but should I assume he's Louisiana, though, because he went to LSU?
He did go to LSU.
Yep.
Is LSU a great track school, though?
What are the great track schools? I don't know. Is USC strikes me as a great track school. No? USC? Cal, maybe?
No.
We've already had DeSean Jackson, though. It's not him. That was the one I blurted out, wasn't it?
He's only been to one playoff game?
He's been to one playoff game? Okay.
One playoff game. Who's played one playoff game?
One and only one. So it's probably someone still active. Right?
Gotta be young. Game Day Vlogs? That's not Jerry Rice.
Juju was into the vlogging, but he's played more than one playoff game, right? Chiefs, he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's not him. Who is out there with YouTube channeling? Like, is that going to be... Could this be Jefferson? Has he played one playoff game?
Then we're back to making LSU having an Olympian all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Has he played one playoff game?
Is he married? No idea.
Is he too young for
the... No. I have no idea. I don't have a guess.
All right, I'm going to guess a USC guy, and I'm going to go with Robert Woods.
We already have Robert Woods?
Did we?
I think we did.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to guess.
I had no other guess anyway, so we're good.
I'm going to guess. I'm going USC. Like, who else do I know? Drake London is a USC guy.
Yep.
Michael Pittman. Ooh.
Michael Pittman doesn't strike me as a guy with a YouTube channel, though.
No?
I don't feel like I've ever heard him talk.
Okay. All right, in that case, we're going to guess Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Ooh, I like that guess. Other than he just went to the NFC Championship game. So.
True. Bad guess.
Yeah. Two bad guesses.
And Michael Pittman has not been to a playoff game, has he? The Colts been to one?
With him? Was he on the team when they played the Bills? Maybe he's a rookie? I think he caught a touchdown in that game. I think he's a rookie.
Okay. Maybe it's Michael Pittman.
I think he caught a circus touchdown over Tre'Davious White in that game.
All right, clue two.
I played 4 years of college football in the Pac-12, where I played alongside the current Lions wide receiver, and in my sophomore year, caught passes from a former first-round quarterback. It took until my senior year for me to crack 1,000 yards, but in that year I totaled 1,275 yards and 11 touchdowns on 101 receptions. Following that impressive performance, I was a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award in 2019, and I also worked my way up draft boards leading into the offseason. Ultimately, I was drafted 34th overall in the 2020 NFL Draft to a team in the AFC.
Michael Pittman.
Yes.
It's Michael Correct. Pittman?
Michael Pittman.
It's Michael Pittman. He has a YouTube channel?
Yes,
he does. Him and his wife do Game Day vlogs. They did like a draft thing, like when he was getting drafted, I guess.
Okay.
Michael Pittman Jr.
Would not have struck me as a guy that is into that type of stuff, but he's very good.
He is very good. Yep. I do not remember him playing in that Bills playoff game.
He
had 90 yards, and that's it.
He did not score a touchdown?
No.
Okay. But he had 90 yards? So he must have been a rookie then.
Yeah, 2020 was his first season.
So he's played with...
Rivers?
He's played with Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz.
Gardner Minshew,
couple of games of Anthony Richardson.
How high are you on Anthony Richardson for this year?
Very. If he stays healthy. It was only a couple of games, but man, I'm someone that always has red zone on those Sundays, and he was light. He was Mr. Red Zone through like two games. Like the long runs, he threw a couple of bombs, I think, in the two games he played. Yeah, I'm pretty.
I mean, he threw.
I'm pretty into him.
He threw for 577 yards last year.
Right, but he only played, what, two full games? Didn't he get hurt in two other games?
Okay.
Yeah. He played four games, but he left early in two of them.
That's right.
So, you know, tough to gauge what you were getting. He ran a bunch, too. He had four rushing touchdowns in his first three games.
He did.
So.
But he averaged, you know.
Yeah, passing-wise, was it just pedestrian?
Nothing, really.
Okay.
His best day passing was.
Didn't he throw a sick pass in the Bills preseason game last
year?
Yes,
I do remember that.
Yeah. I'm optimistic. I like the big athlete quarterback, guys. So
803-0550, get a break in. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up top of the hour. We are, of course, counting down the days to the NFL draft. It is draft week, which means lots of final mocks are coming out. There's someone that does mock drafts. Your final mock is due this week. It's exciting. Good times. Bill's sitting at 28. See if there's any draft day trades coming. Quarterbacks. PFF's latest mock had three quarterbacks and then three receivers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Also had three defensive players in the first 15. Good year to need defense if you're near the top.
Yep.
Because everybody's picking offense. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
And lastly, John,
so you can enjoy your beloved New York Yankees from home,
LG,
the official TV of the Yankees, is here to present you with the flagship 83-inch LG OLED 4G TV. And here to bring you the TV is the entire 2024 New York Yankees team.
They gave John Sterling a television. Big one. It's an expensive TV.
Yeah. It's the biggest TV I've ever seen someone have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
70.
Those ceremonies, 75. It's really impossible to nail it. You give Wayne Gretzky a truck on the ice, and it's awkward.
Yeah.
The Rangers did that. What do you give John Sterling? A car? A truck?
See what they gave Jeff Skinner for his 1,000th game?
No.
Although they didn't do that during the game. They did that, I guess, the morning of.
Maybe I did. What was it? Remind me.
They gave him a jet ski.
Oh.
With, like, Skinner 1,000 on it. It was black and red. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's better than a television.
Mm-hmm. That is, yes.
Yeah, it's better than a television. A custom jet ski?
It depends. What about for John Sterling, though?
Why, you think John Sterling's not allowed to have fun on a jet ski?
I mean, he's allowed to, but I don't know. Do you think
he's 83?
He's 83? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I have some news. It's NBA news, but it's sports world news.
Is this the streamer thing?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So today apparently marks a significant milestone. The NBA has an exclusive negotiating window for their media rights with ESPN and TNT until today. It ends today. So ESPN and TNT could offer the NBA billions of dollars for the next media rights deal. And if the NBA wants to wait and see what else is out there, then they do. Andrew Marchand of The Athletic reports that it is possible a streamer gets in And he suggests Amazon Prime, and even goes so far as to say it could land the conference finals or the NBA finals at some point over the course of the league's next deal. This is the whole, the Super Bowl is going to go to pay-per-view.
Yep.
This is the NBA's next media deal could include the NBA finals going to streaming.
Yep.
Which maybe
not
it's,
surprising.
Maybe it's streaming and broadcast. You know, we have some of that, some overlap. Would hard to be. I mean, we did it with the NFL, where you've got Amazon got a playoff game.
Yep. Yep. Peacock got a playoff game.
Yep.
That was fully streamed. So, and they're talking a 10-year deal, right? Like,
we're somewhere maybe in the deal, in year six.
Yeah, right.
The finals are streamed on Amazon.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. If it's, well, we're going to kind of work our way to it, but eventually we're going to get there. I feel like we're in the middle right now. Like, we're in the, maybe the awkward phase of streaming as the transition is kind of happening. Because, like, I'm learning that with the playoffs right now. Like, I have ESPN Plus, which I watch hockey on throughout the year, and you can have ESPN Plus, but you don't have access to ESPN. Like, if the game's on ESPN, then you can't watch it. Peacock, you can. Like, some of the other ones, you can. Like, oh, if the Premier League game's on NBC and you just have Peacock, that's fine. They'll still give it to you. But some of these streaming packages don't go all the way through, where there sometimes aren't even options. I see Travis Yost complain about this a lot, that if an NHL game is on NHL Network, that is the only game that you can't stream. It's the only one. You can stream on TNT, you can stream on ESPN. So I feel like we're in this awkward middle ground right now where everyone's trying to figure out who gets what and how this should go. But by year five or six of a new TV contract, I'm thinking everything is streamed at that point, or almost everything is streamed.
It's all headed that way. I mean, I'm sure. How much? I would pay $5 a month to never have to ask where a game is. I would do that.
So you want the one?
I would have a service. I'd pay $5
that you get everything.
That I put a thing on my television, and I never have to ever look up where something is.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have close to that. Like the interface that we have, it's like a Google TV one, and that'll across your apps go right to the Premier League game or the basketball game. Like it'll show me the sports that are on. I can click it. It opens up the proper app. It's close to that, but man, it is like relentless with. Where am I? Oh, hold on. There's a game on. Okay, let me go to the app and find out where that game is. Okay, It's streaming. It's streaming on this. Okay, now let me go to my television and open that app. And, oh, I've been logged out. I got to put my password back in or relink my television provider.
Yeah.
It is just relentless with how many steps you have to take if one thing gets out of place.
Yep. Well, my experience usually is, like, for me to make it easier, I basically use my phone as my remote. Like, if I know a game is on ESPN,
you cast it.
I do not grab my TV remote and then go to the ESPN app and then go through and then find it there. I just open my phone, hit the button in the ESPN app of the game, and then there's, right, you can cast it or airdrop it, whatever you do to get it to your TV. And, like, I just find that way easier.
Yeah.
But that's new, too. Like, this is just... Is it surprising it would be that quick? 5 years from now, like the NBA Finals, you can't watch it if you have cable. Like that's a massive change.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that happened with the NFL, they are transitioning to doing like some games on Peacock and Amazon that are only streamed. Those games, though, are a lot lower in the ratings right now. And I know they're probably projecting that 5 years from now, it'll be more beneficial in the long run. But for the time being, you have to eat, you know. We're going to have 20% lower viewership just because we are blocking a certain segment of the population that's just not going to watch our games now. They won't try to figure it out. They won't care enough to figure it out. And what was easy to find us, now they've got to learn something new. They got to download this. They got to subscribe to this. And just there are probably a lot of people that are just going to say, nah, it's too much of a headache. Not even worth it for me to do it.
803-0550. 3 days from draft day, will we have a Sabres coaching rumor before the Bills draft a wide receiver?
A single rumor? On somebody?
Somebody.
Every day that passes...
A formal interview.
Yep.
Every day that passes... can I complete your sentence?
Yeah.
Every day that passes without that, you think the likelihood of Brind'Amour as a real option goes up?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Every day that passes without a rumor makes me think that his guy is Brendan Moore. Just a little bit more and more and more. Might be only, you know, from 6% to 7% to 8%. But every day that passes, I think the odds that his guy is Brendan Moore go up, where we don't hear anything. Which wouldn't be crazy, would it? Like, if he even wants to see it through. I'm not hiring a coach until I know for sure that he wouldn't come here. It's possible.
It is.
Does he want, like, 5% of the bills? Just, you know. Hey, the owner's about to get a lot of money selling 25% stake of the Bills.
Yep. We're going to have to learn who this new person is, but they won't have any controlling interests, right? So nothing on decision-making.
So on that, Mike Florio wrote about that, about what that means, and partial sale of the Bills. What he wrote was about how that would help the stadium with stadium construction costs. Of course, the stadium's being built. It's going to be $850 million in public money, plus PSLs. And by the way, if 25% of the franchise is sold, then this person is going to give money to the owner that can then, you know, use that to, oh, yeah, cost overruns or whatever. But here's what Mike Florio wrote about this, that Pegula's on the hook for cost overruns. As noted over the weekend by the Buffalo News, it could cost $2 billion, which is a $600 million overrun. He says selling 25% of the team would easily raise that amount of money. You cover it. But, Florio, quote, it'll be difficult for Pegula to get market-level valuation without also giving his new partner a path to control. Mm-hmm. That's the unanswered question. Is this simply an effort to claw back the original purchase price while still holding 75% of the team? Or is Pegula laying the foundation to eventually make his exit, or both? And pointing out, if it's the latter, he'll get more for 25% if he's looking to eventually cede control. If it's the former, he could be one of the first owners to welcome a private equity fund as a partner. If the NFL changes the rules to allow such investments in the near future, which of course has been discussed as a potential future in sports, private equity owning sports teams. Mm-hmm. More. The NFL doesn't have that yet. Other leagues do.
Yep.
Makes sense, right? Hey, why am I giving you a check for $600 million? Do I have anything that I'm getting out of this?
Right.
Is there a path for me to eventually purchase more? To when right. the time is right and you want to be out, I can own the team.
There was a thing about that in Miami. Forget the guy that actually is friends with Brady, like that bought part of the team under Stephen Ross. Part of the deal was that he gets... The day comes that Stephen Ross passes away, that this guy, I forget the name of, has the option to purchase the majority stake of the team. That's how you get him in.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you get him in for 20% in the first place. So, okay. That seems reasonable, right? That would be what the person would ask for in exchange, which then, I mean, the person that's buying the stake of the team becomes vastly important.
Yeah.
I think. Like, this would be the person that will someday run the team.
I told my wife I'd like to sell 25% of our house. Use that check on something. Just tap into the value. Not a loan. I don't want a loan.
Yeah.
Like a home equity. I want just, you know, you can just have 25% of it.
Yep.
You can have this room. We're not using it. Anyway. So that story on the sale of 25% of the Bills. I tell you, like, these rumors have been persistent about the Pegulas are going to sell this, or they're going to sell that, or they're going to sell all their teams except for the Bills. Like, that was a report from a National Lacrosse League reporter. And they are persistent. I find it interesting that after all that, it ends up being 25% of the Bills that is, yes, indeed, for sale.
Well, that's where you get the money, right? That's the one that's
going to get you the biggest check. I mean, 25% of the Sabres wouldn't touch that.
No. Nope.
I mean, 100% of the Sabres probably wouldn't touch that.
I mean, the Coyotes just sold for $1 billion.
It's true.
that's true. Crazy that happened, by the
22,000 way. 22,000 season ticket waiting list, or season ticket deposits in Utah.
For Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long until we get Florio writing about the Saudis potentially buying the part of the Bills?
It's an obvious connection that every league is making, right?
Yep. Yep.
803-0550. I wouldn't expect that in this case, but, you know, who knows? The future. Who knows what it holds?
Streaming and investment funds.
And sovereign investment funds.
Yep, yep.
And a Bills receiver.
And a Bills receiver. Two.
Two. Maybe two. draft day coming up Thursday. Come to our draft party. We're going to be at Resurgence Brewing Company. You can buy tickets in advance. You can show up. It's going to be $45. It includes food and drink, beer, well drinks, stacks of gift cards to be given away in trivia questions. I'm already starting to think of some trivia questions. It'd be good.
Draft themed.
Mini games.
Yep.
Socialization. Friends we make along the way. Many high fives to be handed out.
Yep. Or pitchforks.
But if they trade down, I thought.
They're going to draft a defensive tackle and then light the torches.
I did think about this. This is a great opportunity. Granted, the draft is Thursday and starting today, a little cold out there. One of those radio stunts where someone lives on a billboard until the team drafts a wide receiver. It's a great opportunity for that because they are going to draft one somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just camped out Thursday and said, I'm staying until they do it, you'd have some belief that Friday would happen. I probably never told you. Back when the NHL did the lockout in 2004, 2005,
yep,
that lockout, an idea was floated. And by floated, I mean I found out it was floated after the fact that it was floated, that our then program director, Andy Roth, suggested that maybe I should live at the arena until the lockout ended. It's like a stunt. I was going to live there. Young guy, you know, no wife, kids. Like, we'll do this. You live at the arena until hockey comes back. And then it didn't come back.
Right, so you would have been there for...
A year.
Well, at least until maybe the lockout was made official, they would have told you you could come back. So live at the arena. You could still leave the arena.
Yeah.
Right? Just, that would be where
I live now.
But you would live at the arena.
Would it be a good place to live?
By yourself?
Sure.
Can you have friends over?
I mean, why not? It's my house.
And you get, like, operational, like... You get usage of like a television somewhere.
I got a Jumbotron. That's a great TV.
I don't know if they're going to let you use the Jumbotron.
I mean, I live there. Who's in charge?
If you had access to the Jumbotron, I would have paid real money to live at the arena by myself. Get the arena to myself. Just, I could have all the guys over to watch the game.
Just sit in the 200 level, watch the Jumbotron.
Yeah, hey, you guys want to come and watch the NBA Finals tonight? I got a bigger TV than you do.
Yeah.
I got stadium seating. How many of you have stadium seating?
Imagine playing video games today on the Jumbotron. The graphics.
Should have done it.
Wait till you get the new Jumbotron. Even better.
You should have done it.
Well, it never ultimately happened. I did not live at the arena for a full year.
Next lockout. We're going to do this. We know there will be another one. Yeah. Next lockout.
That's a good bet. Extendo Sports coming up on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Wrapping things up on Extendo Sports, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. What are we finishing on? Broncos jerseys. That's the rest of my day is I can't wait to see the Broncos jerseys.
Yep.
They get announced later today.
Yep. What else? NBA playoffs tonight. You get Lakers and Nuggets, but it's not till 10 o'clock. It's the worst.
9 a.m. Mountain Time. What time is it right now? Mountain Time.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
2 hours behind? So
I think it's 2 hours
so
behind.
Then probably an hour from
2 hours.
And again, like, here, I'll show you this video. All they have is players looking at them and reacting, and you can't see the jerseys.
I actually like those.
Yeah,
this
like
might
those.
Be my favorite.
Those are fire. These are my favorite.
Yeah. That's exactly the one. All right.
It's cool.
Yeah. Better reaction than when Steve Ott found the yellow Sabre jersey in a box somewhere.
Speaking of jerseys, did you guys see the potential issue with the Eagles-Packers game in Brazil?
No.
Yes. Tell me, it's something about... Green is not worn there?
Yeah, so they're playing in the Corinthians Arena. The Corinthians is a soccer team in Brazil that plays in the arena the game is going to be played in. And their rival team, Palmeiras,
wears green, and it's a heated rivalry. Like, fans get in fights, players get in fights. So I don't know how many years ago Corinthians banned the wearing of any green as a primary color. And both teams that are playing, primary color is green. So I don't know how the NFL is going to work around that, but I just thought that was kind of interesting.
They did not think of that ahead?
Well, I mean, the Eagles could wear their black because it doesn't have to be, it can't be primary.
Right. So, but someone's got a lot of green on there.
Right. But this was also worked out in the World Cup. Like, Brazil and Nigeria wore non-green jerseys. Like, Brazil wore their yellow with like a little blue and green. Nigeria wore white with like a green collar. And like, that was passable. So other teams have followed suit. Will the NFL follow suit?
Yeah, so the Eagles, I'm reading about this now. Part of the problem, though, is even though the Eagles have a black jersey, it's with a green helmet.
Yeah.
So can they get a alternate helmet just for this game, then, if they're not going to be allowed to wear it?
Doesn't it seem like we should all just be adults and wear the green?
Yes.
flip side, the NFL is doing the work of the rival team and bringing green in as a shot at that Corinthians team that plays in that stadium.
Yeah.
You guys talking NFL schedule?
Yeah, we're talking the Brazil game and how they're wearing green and they're not supposed to wear green in that stadium and all that.
It's banned in that stadium.
Because I know you're doing your yearly conversation with Mike North.
Yes.
When is that?
Tonight is when we're doing it.
You should ask them if they thought about this, because maybe they did, but I don't know if they're going to make a problem about it. Say, you are not allowed to wear green in our stadium because it's banned, and they picked two green teams. That might be a problem.
I could ask him. I don't know if he'd have any idea about that. But he's the VP of broadcasting, not uniform guy. But you know what? I guess they'd have to have something with
that. See, there's the genius of the NFL. By getting two green teams, you've made it so one of them won't immediately be rooted against because they're wearing the green of the rival team. They're both in green. Like, sorry, we're both wearing green.
I mean, if they're this crazy about it, though, are they going to, like, stop both teams from entering the stadium?
Do they hate the field? Is the field green?
The field, right.
So I guess green's not totally banned.
Someone tweeted in, the Eagles did used to wear, like, a 30s throwback that was blue and yellow.
People with green eyes. If you have green eyes, can you go? I mean, it's not totally banned.
A player wore green cleats, and he got fined by the league.
Wow.
So,
I mean, I'm wondering if this will become a thing. It's stupid, but
it'll be like getting a speeding ticket in a different, you know, state.
If it's banned, it's banned.
All the players will get fined. They'll be like, "Yeah, I'll be back to pay that next year," and then they just won't go back to Brazil.
They'll make except was it was it in Qatar that they had beer banned at the stadiums, and like the World Cup told them like you're making an exception here.
Yeah.
Like, does the NFL tell Brazil like, okay, you guys have this ban on the color green in your stadium, but you're making an exception in this case, or else you're never getting a game again.
All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, what's coming up, Sal, other than live reaction to the Broncos' new uniform reveal?
Well, I know people will be talking about some uniforms last few days. Last week, the Jets, right? The Broncos. We are going to talk with Mike Catalana in Rochester about the Bills and draft and the Rochester Americans as well and what's happening with them. But so we'll get an update on that one from his perspective. Mike and I had a good conversation in the Bills media room on Thursday when Brandon Bean spoke, and I thought that was interesting. I said, you know what, let's have Mike's take on the draft. We'll do that, talk about the Rochester Americans. And then Chris Emma from our sister station in Chicago is going to join us. Why? Well, the Bears are a really pivotal point here, not just because they have the number one pick, obviously, guys, Caleb Williams, but are they going to draft Roma Dunze? Are they going to trade down? So we'll talk with him about what the what the Bears might do. And then, I don't know, Joe and I can kick around some stuff for Mike North tonight. You got any questions, Jeremy, to ask Mike North tonight?
When's the Seattle game? That's my question. I got
to
know.
I mean, he's not going to tell us. He's not going to tell us those things.
Okay. Can it?
They're not going to reveal the schedule on the podcast tonight.
How about Christmas games? Like, is that something that they're going to try because they're just trying it, or is that a consistent thing? I mean, it's a Wednesday, which is, I mean, that's a day that the league has never really touched, and they're getting it on a Wednesday. So I would guess that Christmas games are here to stay.
I think so, but you know what? At the owners' meetings, Goodell said, or it might have been, I think it was Goodell who basically said, like, they don't want to do it. It worked this year because it's on a, what day is it this year? Wednesday? Is that what it is? And he basically said, like, oh, it only worked because of that. I don't know. I think that they're going to find a way to do it no matter when Christmas falls.
All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. We count down towards the draft. Jeremy and Joe, thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.